Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everybody, to First District Politics. Tonight, we've got Zena Nass with us. That's at ZenaNass22 on Twitter. Welcome, Zena.
Hi, how are you?
Doing really good. Thank you for coming on the show. Is this your first
Blog
Talk
me.
Radio show? Oh, yes. You're welcome.
Yes, my first time.
Well, that's excellent. It's going to be a great show. I appreciate you coming on. Zena, we've had a little time to talk prior to going on the Blog Talk show, get a little background. And from what I understand, you were born in Lebanon. Now, I'm looking at my globe. I like to break out my globe during these shows, make sure I know my geography. So you've got Lebanon. I know us Americans, we're on geography. We're not really that up on it. So I want to make sure that I know what I'm doing. Basically, so Lebanon to your north, north and to the east, you've got Syria. To the south and to the east, Jordan, and south of you is Israel. To the north, Turkey. Where did you grow up, or where were you born in Lebanon?
I was born in Beirut at the American University.
Oh, Beirut.
Beirut. Yep.
Okay, and Beirut's the capital of Lebanon, isn't it?
Yes. Yes, it is.
Hey, I did pretty good on my geography there, hey? So, talk a little bit. Let us know a little bit about the geography over there, and let's specifically on Israel. What's the Lebanon-Israel relations right now?
They don't have any relations right now. I mean, it's Israel. Like, they want to expand, and expanding means taking more land, and the land. Under the UN peace treaty, that's not their land. And that's the whole thing with the Palestinians issue. Now, once in a while, they'll go ahead and fly over Lebanon, which they're not allowed to, especially in warplanes. And Lebanon will retaliate. In the 2006 Lebanese-Israeli war, that's what happened. Hezbollah said, you guys have done this way too many times, so they kidnapped a few soldiers and retaliated, and then Israel tried to, come back in, and they were outnumbered because Hezbollah has guerrilla warfare. It's not they're very good at it. They've been training for years and years, and they haven't had any issues since then, which is a good thing.
That is a good thing.
Yeah. So also, what's expected about Lebanese people is that we are taught to hate Israel, which is not true. Growing up when there was a war, we don't learn. My mother never taught me to hate anybody. But you learn, you see that the bombs are coming in, the mortars, everything, mm-hmm. and you know where it's coming from, so you hate them automatically. And Israel is different from being Jewish. Jewish has nothing to do with being it's the government of Israel. You know what I mean?
I do.
Yeah.
It's interesting to hear it from your point of view, though. To the east of you and to the north a little, Syria. What's going on in Syria right now?
Syria is, mainstream media still claims that it's a civil war. It was never a civil war. Not every government is perfect. Nobody's perfect. No government is perfect. So in Syria, what happened was, of course, it all goes back to oil and money. And Qatar wants a pipeline to go through Turkey, and they refused it. They don't want that. They want their own, it's their right. They're sovereign. So what they did was bring in thousands of jihadis into the country through Turkey, dress them up as Syrians, and pretended to start a revolution. Now, on the side scene that people were protesting, he sent in, the army, except he sent them in unarmed. And then the rebels started killing them. That's not peaceful protest. And this is in the beginning, but no one covers it. And right now, that's what's going on. And it's the these terrorists are funded by the United States, by Britain, by Qatar, and by Saudi Arabia. And hopefully right now the army has been liberating city after city. And then they say that the Syrian regime, Assad must go. He's a terrible person. He kills people. He kills women. Why are these refugees all coming back to their liberated cities if he's so terrible? Why in the last election he won 80-something% over? Mm-hmm. And these people were voting in Lebanon. They were voting in different countries that they had to, you know, flee to as refugees. So why were they still voting for their president if he was such a terrible person and the regime was so bad? I mean, what's wrong with having health care and your food has no GMOs and your university is for free? Oh, my goodness. And living in a paradise. That's such a terrible regime right there, isn't it? So,
well, I see what you're saying.
And the same happened with Libya. You know, but with Syria, it changed when Russia became involved. And so with the Russian involvement, they lost. I mean, the proxy war is done. It's over with. You know, and there's lots of sources that will tell you what I'm telling you, so I'm not making this stuff up. And there's many. It's everywhere. And mainstream media is beginning to somewhat pick it up. But that's 7 years too late.
Mm-hmm. No, I appreciate your point of view, and that's why I like to, you know, have different people on the show, especially from your, you know, different background, and give us your point of view, your take, and I put a lot of value in that. Let's go north of Lebanon up to Turkey. What are you talking about with Turkey now?
Turkey wants a new Ottoman Empire. That's what Turkey wants. Well, not the people. Erdogan wants an Ottoman Empire. He wants to take over everything. You know, he has there's a city in Syria called Afrin, and he has the Kurds pretty much surrounded. It's not their land. It's, you know, what's mine is mine. What's yours is yours. Stay away from people's property and things and leave them be. You know, this idea of always trying to bring freedom and let the people take care of themselves and let them, if they have an issue, let them deal with it. There's no need for us always, you know, going in and trying to solve problems. We haven't solved a single problem. The only problem we tried to solve was when World War II ended by giving the Jewish people their estate, and that caused even bigger problems. So, I seen a comment on one of these stories on Twitter where it was, an image of a poor child probably killed. And someone commented in the United States, they're like, please, Donald Trump, do something. And the comment under that was like, please stop. Leave these people alone. You know, the intervention only makes things worse. So, yeah.
Do you agree? I think that Donald Trump does want to leave the people alone and get our forces out of there. Do you agree with that?
I do. I believe he is. He does want to. Although he did have an airstrike on their airbase, because someone told him that there was a chemical attack, even though it turned out to be that the Syrian Arab Army never committed it. It was the damn terrorists who did it. But I do agree. If you look at all of Donald Trump's Twitter when he was, criticizing Obama when they were trying to invade Syria, he was on point. He said, don't do it, don't do it. That's a stupid thing. Don't do it, you know. But, I mean, now I worry sometimes. That's one of the reasons I like him, is because of this point. You know what I mean? His point of view on Syria. And then people will tell me about North Korea threat and everything. I said, listen, Donald Trump's a businessman. He's not going to let anyone take something he's worked hard for. If this man has run this country and they're fine and they're happy, their tweets are, both of them, they're just funny. And I really think it's for entertainment value. You know, with
you're talking about
King
the Rocket Man
issue.
Tweets and stuff
like that. Yeah, I really think it's, he called him a dotard, he called him Rocket Man. He's not going to, if you look at a country as a business, and that's what it is, he's not going to go in there and destroy this guy's business. I would think he would, I feel like he would respect that. just like he respects Russia, even though they made the biggest deal about it, now he has to pretend to hate them, but that's what Putin did. Within 10 years, he took a country from nothing into a very civilized nation, with also with health care, with education. And sure, they're not all that, they're not wealthy yet, but they will be soon, you know? It's a country that invests in its people. So, you know, when they're oiled, invest in its people. There's no private companies, private corporations. It's all for the state, and it goes back into the people. They don't, you know, they own barely any debt. It's like a 0%.
You're talking about Russia?
Percent. Yeah. They don't own any world debt. It's a really tiny, tiny fraction. So, you know,
interesting.
When you look
I'm going to have to look
things,
that up. Not,
yeah.
I'm going to have to look that up.
Yeah,
it's a
very small
that
percentage.
Before.
Yeah, it's a very small world, because they have their own banks. They don't use Rothschild banks, whatever they're called. They don't use them. They have their own banks. You know, they have maternity
very
leave.
Interesting.
Yeah. If it wasn't so cold, maybe
maternity
we could go there
leave someday. Is always a nice thing.
Yeah.
Let's do this. The show is only, it's a 30-minute show. We're down to 18 minutes. Let's move over to Jordan then. And then as we move into Jordan, we're going to move over to Saudi Arabia. How's Jordan treating Lebanon, or what are they up to?
They don't care. They don't stop. They don't participate, and they don't do anything. Mm-hmm. You know, they don't. So, you know, they use also extremists come from there. They don't stop them. It's fine. Like, whatever it is, just I want to be the blind man not involved. So that makes them complicit, but, you know. So, but they're,
well,
you know.
What's their other choice, right? Their other choice is
Saudi Arabia. You know, they're not the wealthiest nation, Jordan. And Jordan actually is a lot of, Jordan was created by a lot of Palestinians. Most Jordans are Palestinian, you know, so they went there. After, you know, Israel. So they went over there. Saudi Arabia. We'll talk about Saudi Arabia. Do you see what they did with the purge?
Yes,
I did. Rounded up all of the princes and really important people, very wealthy people. And he pretty much secured his throne by taking all their money. He killed one of his cousins who was trying to flee in a helicopter, two diplomats also. He shot down the helicopter because he was trying to leave. You know?
Oh, that was just an accidental helicopter crash.
It was not. It was shot down. There's no accidental, especially when there's a prince on board. But, you know, they're, to be honest with you, the Al-Saud family, they disgust me. They have the way they treat women. I'm not talking about, like, oh, let's be all feminist. No, I mean, the way they treat their own women is terrible. They have many wives.
Right.
There was a princess, well, an ex-princess who's dead now because she took her child and went to France, and they found her dead, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Well, she was a princess by marriage. So, you know, the women, they had beheadings. I mean, it's terrible, and I don't even know why we're allies with them other than the oil, but we have other resources for oil. We don't need to be allies with them. They're getting richer and richer and richer, and 1 in 10 Americans are starving, children. Don't worry about it. We should just end ties with them. They're Wahhabis, which is its own religion. It has nothing, it somewhat follows Islam, but it's its own religion.
Right.
You know?
What's the difference between the Wahhabi and the Sunni?
Well, the Wahhabis follow Wahhabism. The Sunnis, which is a person that created, with the House of Saud, created Saudi Arabia.
Okay.
The Sunni religion, the main difference is the Imam Hussein. So after one of the Imams died, the Shia decided to follow Imam Hussein, while the Sunni chose to not to follow him and follow a different man. That's the difference. I don't remember his name exactly.
Right.
But
okay.
But Wahhabism is completely different. It's extremist extremists. Like, they want to live the way Muhammad did, but they don't live that way. Because there were some good points on the Prophet Muhammad, because he did elevate the women he was married to. I mean, there are some bad points that I have not, you know, I haven't had a chance to research, see if it's true or not. You know, when they say he slept with a six-year-old girl or married one, you know, there's conflicting stories, so I'm not going to really comment on that, because I don't know what the truth of it is. Some people say she was 18. You never know. We weren't living back then.
Interesting. Well, let's bump up north of Saudi Arabia to Iraq, which is to the west of Lebanon.
Mm-hmm.
No, to the east of Lebanon, yep.
Yeah.
Iraq.
I don't know what's going on in Iraq. I mean, there's still troops on the ground. There's not really an efficient government in place anymore.
Mm-hmm.
You know? It's a...
Oh, that's true.
A friend of mine just went there, and, you know, he said that it's complete extremism. It's either, whether it becomes its culture, whether it's religion, whether it's, you have either the poorest of the poor or the riches of the rich. Completely, you know, bottoms up, bottoms down, there's no in between. They're either completely radical or free, or more liberal with their religion. But, you know, with Saddam Hussein, if they say he committed atrocities, the thing is with Saddam Hussein, he protected the Christians, which is a big plus, because when you're a Christian in that region, you know, you get a lot of bias and whatnot, especially living in a
Right. Country. I remember that through history, that from what we heard,
he did
like
protect
you said,
them.
Whether you know it's true or not, yeah.
He did protect them. Like, for where I come from in Lebanon, there's no really issue with, like I was trying to explain it last night, there's no issue with race, religion. We don't have someone's black in our country. It makes no sense to me. You know what I mean? We don't have African Lebanese. It makes no sense.
Right.
Lebanese,
so you were saying
it.
In Lebanon, the Christians are, I'll say, protected, but they're okay. Nobody's really...
It's everyone, yeah. Exactly. So, I mean, we would go to the church and pray, and vice versa. It's not really... There's no issue. There's nothing... When I was there, from what I remember, there's nothing separating. Mm-hmm. It's just all people living their lives. It's just they're Lebanese. Like how Syrians will say, if you ask them what religion they are, they just tell you, I'm Syrian. That's it. You know, if you ask someone, I'm Lebanese, that's it. Just drop it, you know? But, yeah, even in Beirut, I'm brain dead now. A temple for Jewish people to go and, you know, practice and pray.
Right.
So, you know, and and people don't know this, and they think it's like it's a beautiful place. It's a Christian democracy. You have to be a Christian, a Maronite Christian by blood, to be president. You know?
Of Lebanon?
Yeah, you have to be a Maronite Christian. Your bloodline has to be pure. Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Another thing with Parliament, also they have the president, and then they have the prime minister, and one has to be Sunni, one has to be Shia, one has to be Druze, which practices all three religions. I mean, it's a very secret religion, but it goes back centuries. And also, people don't know this, Hezbollah is also in Parliament. People think, oh, Lebanon needs to take care of Hezbollah. They're not even part of the government. They're rogue. No, they actually are part of the government. And I like Hezbollah. People don't like them. I do. I think they're a force to be reckoned with. And they actually take everybody. They have Christians. They have, you know, people, because they see the word Allah, which just means God. That's all it means. Christians say God in Arabic. That's just the word for it. They see the word Allah, they assume that they're extremists. They're not. They just protect their own country. And the reason they're helping out in Syria is because these Wahhabis are going to come into Lebanon next. So they have to, you know, get rid of them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I do like them. I don't think they're a threat. Go ahead.
Well, I think we can talk about that because of what the mainstream media and what our government tells us here about Hezbollah is they're basically a radical jihadi type group that's anti-Israel, right? You're saying
they're not anti-Israel. They're anti being invaded.
Okay.
They got sick of the Lebanese government not doing enough and not training. They created it's a militia. That's all it is. It's a militia. We have militias here too, you know. It's just a militia because the government they couldn't you know push Israel back when they would invade. So they got tired of it and created their own. These people had their kids slaughtered. I'm sure there's violence on both sides, but that's what they witnessed. That's what they saw. Israel's military is more than capable of taking out countries. That's different. Lebanon isn't. So they created their own, and now they are part of the Lebanese government. But they're not Wahhabis. These are normal people. There's Christians there. They drink, they smoke. It's normal. I'm not saying they all do. Of course not. You know, but the man who created Hezbollah, his son was he died by Israeli fire. So that motivated him to do something.
Interesting. You know, what I can't go without, I'm looking at the globe and looking at the map here. How does Cyprus fit into all this? Do they just stay out there doing their own thing in the middle of the Mediterranean? Or?
Yeah. I mean, you can travel back and forth. It's a very pretty island. I have not visited it, but one of these days I hope to. But yeah, right now it's surrounded by Turkey, to be honest with you. I don't know if you know this, but right now
Cyprus is surrounded by Turkey?
Yes, it's by Turkey. And Cyprus is, they speak Greek, they speak Lebanese, they're Christian, they're Muslim also. But it's a Greek island, it's part of Greece. And they're being surrounded.
So they're surrounded by the Turkey Navy.
Navy, yes.
That's
you know, they're making
I'm
their
learning
rounds.
A lot in this show.
It's a lot of you don't hear these things ever. You don't see this on the news.
No, you don't. You don't. No.
You know, and a lot of people I feel like are like me and you, where we're just keep up. We're like, we're gonna find our own sources and our own people who are actually on the ground or actually have information. You know.
Right. Interesting. Okay, let's in the short amount of time we have. Let's talk about the shooting in Florida, the school shooting. Got about 6 minutes left. From your time flies on this fun show, Zena. And
wow,
I again really appreciate you coming on. It is. We'll do another. We'll do another blog talk, and maybe I can talk you into going on the live video blog talk if I can twist your arm next time. hold on. Watch out. We got the Trump train coming too. So that kid coming.
As a former Democrat, I do like the Trump train, you know. I've switched sides.
That's good to hear. It's former Democrat. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
What made you get on the Trump train?
Trump winning made me get on it. I didn't realize how corrupt the Democrats were. The Republicans are Democratic. You know, when I don't make much money, yet my 30% of my taxes go to their taxes. Yeah, I don't qualify for Medicaid. Yet if I sit at home, I'd be making a killing. Right? I mean, it's bad. It's very sad. It's not fair. You know, I submitted my checks, you know, because I tried the marketplace Obamacare, and they wanted almost $300 from me a month. I'm only making $1,500. Come on, that's too much. So then I submitted to Medicaid. They told me I was making too much money. How am I a grown person? How is this too much money to me? It's like they motivate you to not want to do anything. And that's the system they're on.
They do.
You know, that's why when I try to talk to black people and I explain these things, and they're like, oh, my God, black liberals are the only ones you can actually talk to. The other ones just won't have it. They will listen to you. They're like, oh, shit, I never knew this.
Mm-hmm.
So they do. But yeah, it's
so you try to talk to people and get the word out about Trump.
Most people, well, I'm a waitress, so some people you can talk to. White Democrats, you can't. It's impossible. It's you can't. They're so violent. They're so violent. They're eating food and they're talking about him dying, him being bad. They're so violent. It's amazing. No, I'm like, what?
They are.
They're like, I wish he was there at the Florida shooting. I'm like, what? Why? He hasn't done anything to you. And these people are very, where I work, they're very wealthy. He gave them a shitload more money. And they're still this ungrateful. And why do you want him to die? What did he personally do to you?
Yeah, to try and figure out why these Democrats, these, like you described them, these white Democrats, and why are they so, what is it? I just can't figure it out that makes, is it jealousy? Is jealousy the root of all the evil here? What is it that makes them so angry to the point of wanting to basically kill you or them or Trump?
Even, what, like I said, even it's, I work in Southfield, Michigan, and there's primary, they're all mostly Jewish people living there. Even they hate him. He gave them Jerusalem and they still hate him. You know what I mean? He tried. He's trying. He's really trying to appease people. He is. He wants to get out of Syria to appease, you know, to get rid of that crap. He gave, you know, Jews Jerusalem and they still hate him. So our millionaires. I don't understand their logic.
If you had to guess, I mean, do you have a guess? What is there? Where is this hatred rooted? If you had to make a guess, where do you think the hatred is rooted?
What do I think?
Where I think do you think their hatred is rooted?
It's indoctrinated. It's like I said, growing up, you know, here. Well, you know, second, third grade, the Republicans, you're taught that are the ones who are pro business. They're pro-minimum wage. They're not about, you know, they're the big ones. They're the ones who are powerful. They don't give a shit about people. The Democrats are the ones who pro-welfare, pro, you know, education. No, actually, they're not. They want to keep you a slave, watching TV all day, not doing anything, getting a check. And the Republicans are like, wait, if you worked hard and you have a business, why should we keep taxing you more and more? No, you worked hard. This is your money. Let's do this. They're like,
yeah.
You know, when you look at the other side, when they talk about Medicaid, they're talking about, okay, sure, you can get Medicaid, but can you get your ass up and get a job, though? Work. What's wrong with that? There's nothing physically wrong with you. There's nothing wrong with you. They were up in arms a few months ago because they said, oh, well, they're going to have to work 20 hours a week if they receive Medicaid. So I said, so what's the problem? Well, what if they have kids? I said, but the government provides 40 hours of daycare for mothers who are low income. Well, what if they want to put their kids in daycare? Why did they have kids in the first place? They can work 20 hours a week to get free Medicaid. People are paying hundreds of dollars. And if they don't have insurance, they're paying thousands. Yeah, if they don't have insurance, they're paying thousands. It's incredible.
Well, yeah. Zena, believe it or not, we're down to less than 1 minute left in the show.
Oh, wow.
What I want to do is make sure that we'll get you back for another show. Don't worry. In the meantime, though, in the time we have left, let's get people to follow you on Twitter at ZenaNass22, at ZenaNass22. On Twitter. Zena is a great follow on Twitter, as everyone's heard in the show tonight. Oh, and there's a million people listening, just so you know, Zena. The show reaches out to 1 million people. It might be one,
yes,
it might be a million, but it doesn't make a difference. We still do a great show. It is fun. You're a great guest. I mean, very knowledgeable. I totally appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Again, everybody follow Zena on Twitter at ZenaNass22. And we'll do a countdown of 4, 3, 2, 1. Have a great show. Thank you for the great show, Zena. And we'll catch up with you next time.
Thank you.
Bye now. Have a good night.
Bye-bye. You too.
All right.